It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM, brought to you by Neon.
Boop, 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 boop. Telly, 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 telly.
You love telly.
I love telly.
I know you do. You talk about it all the time.
I do. I don't watch enough telly though at the moment, so I need to watch more telly, but that's not going to happen. So
well, you can take your telly with you. You can have your telly on your laptop.
I tell you what, if the telly's
it's
good,
a brave new world, yeah. Mikey. I tell you,
I spent the whole weekend watching Ozark and walking around with an iPad around the whole house, looking at
like what you're cooking, strange,
just like everything.
I've got new appointment television for you. I know you were gutted at the loss of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm ready for always. Throw the appointments at me.
Throw the appointments. So this is going to come out on the same night as Game of Thrones, same night as it comes out in the States. The debut is coming out same night as it happens in the States. This is going to be on
There's no more Game of Thrones for years, though, so this is a great spectacular.
Yeah, man. This is fantastic. So I am talking about... Hang on, I've got to ask you a question first. How much do you like James Franco?
Oh, I love James Franco. I think he's great.
Like you really, really like James Franco?
I'm not one of these I'd sleep with James Franco guys, but I'd hang out with them.
But, you know, for example, you could handle double James Franco?
There was that one when he went back in time, and I didn't really like that.
Which is that one?
The one where he sort of went back to the Kennedy assassination.
Was right.
Terrible.
Well, the show I'm about to talk to you about, James Franco is a co-producer on it.
Yeah.
It is, of course, The Deuce. The Deuce
the
is...
Deuce.
David.
Oh, pornography.
Well, yeah, sort of, but it's David Simon's new show. David Simon, of course, being famous for The Wire, among other things.
There are still people out there who have not seen The Wire, and that's like if you haven't seen Pulp Fiction, it's that important. It's, for God's sake.
Yeah, it is socially important as well. Every single series is a different kind of microcosm of basically a fucked city. I can say that. Oh, no, I can't. Oops.
Oh,
sorry, kids. Got 12 minutes to go before
Sorry,
I
kids.
Can swear.
Baltimore's awesome. No problems there. No problem with the opioids in Baltimore.
No problem at all. So David Simon, for those who aren't au fait with him, he started off as a journalist at the Baltimore Sun on the city desk. So basically everything that came across his desk was pretty bleak. A lot of drugs, a lot of civic corruption. Henceforth, he wrote some books that were then turned into TV shows. Those TV shows progressed into what we know as The Wire.
Remember, have you seen On the Corner, which is a...
Yeah,
ma'am. Which is weird, though, because some of the characters in that...
Life of an inner-city neighbourhood.
They just chop and change, though, and then The Wire, they're like the opposite to what their character was in On the Corner.
But
amazing television writer.
So his buzz is usually kind of social corruption and what people do when money enters communities and... crime and all that. One of his last well-known shows is called Show Me a Hero, which was very civic-based. Winona Ryder in it as well, on the way to her comeback, now in Stranger Things. But it didn't really gel with people who missed the kind of guns and dirt
so
of The Wire.
So tell us about The Deuce.
So The Deuce is... well, its source material is apparently from... interviews with a man who used to front mob businesses in New York. The Deuce is the name of a crossing of two roads in New York where there used to be a lot of prostitution and there would be busts all the time for drugs and...
Vice.
And vice, basically. And the show takes place once a new law has passed in New York that makes the making of pornographic films legal. So a whole lot of people come off the streets and decide they want to have a go of making...
This new cottage industry.
Yeah, this new cottage industry. And as with any kind of boom or bust, there are the people who get in on the ground floor quickly and then try and stop their competition. And you got
big money
and
big money in pornography in America, especially. Ooh, and more. Money spent on pornography in America is more than they spend on defense, and that is saying something.
It's crazy.
That is saying something.
But David Simon, with his kind of journalistic background, when his oft-collaborator George Pelicanos said to him, like, you should come and meet this dude. Obviously, we can't name him because he'll probably get killed if we name him. But you need to come and meet him. Here's some of the stories he has to say. And David Simon was like, I don't really want to do a thing about pornography. Sounds a bit salacious and there's not really any kind of socially conscious message. And, you know, that's my bag.
Isn't there, though?
So he went and met this dude and apparently... the stories this guy was telling him were so engrossing and so on every level of New York City. So you've got the trickle-down corruption that David Simon was completely turned around and went, yeah, you know what, I'm going to have a ciggy with you, I'll do it. And then the juice was born. And then double James Franco.
We keep saying double James Franco.
Well, he plays twins.
Oh, and Star Stars.
Yeah, he plays twins. One of whom is kind of the moralistic twin, and the other is a gotta make a buck twin.
Right, right. Speaking of guys who are playing twins, we were talking about Tom Brady playing the Craig brothers yesterday, weren't we?
We were.
That's amazing. It's amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Amazing.
The nice kind of catch-all quote that people have said about this show, some of it happened, some of it didn't happen, some of it might have happened, but all of it could have happened.
Good. I'm done. That's me. When's it on?
It is on, so it screens in the US on September the 10th, but because of the Dateline, that's the 11th for us.
Lovely.
So you can see it streaming on Neon at exactly the same time as the States. So it's basically a pretty good replacement for your Game of Thrones Monday night television.
Well, there you go. So that's The Juice, spelled D-E-U-C-E.
I should also say it contains Maggie Gyllenhaal, as a hooker with a heart of gold.
Perfect.
It didn't get a very good face from Mike, I must say.
Oh, no, I'm always down on her, and I don't know why. Maybe she's a hangdog sort of face, but she was really good. Did you see that one? That's when she played a diplomat.
Yes.
What was that called?
God damn it.
Really good. Really enjoyed that too. She was really good in that.
I think there's a lot of love out there for someone who would take
a
risk.
She shouldn't have been in a Batman movie, but yeah.
Who would take a risk on a film like Secretary at the beginning of your career. So my hat off to her. I think she's great.
Thank you, Sarah.
I thought we could finish with the title music from The Juice, because it's a corker of a song. And I'll see you at home in front of the laptop on the 11th.
Streaming to the telly.
Thank you, Neon. And I turned to the Book of Revelation. And if people would just get read the Bible and read the Book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up.
Chris Mayfield, if it's Hell Below. That was cool. That's the name of the track. Yeah. Oh, The Honourable Woman, was that Maggie John Hall? Thank you, Texter.
Sisters.
Curtis.
Niggas.
Oh.
Whiteys.
What's up?
Jews. Crackers. Don't worry. If there's hell below, we're all.
Breakfast with Mikey Havoc, thanks to Burger Fuel. We'll be right back.
On 95 BFM, brought to you by Neon.